Picture a wife devastated because her husband forgot their anniversary dinner. Not because she missed the fancy meal, but because he didn't squeeze her hand during church that morning. Or imagine a husband who feels unappreciated despite his wife's constant declarations of love, simply because she never says thank you when he takes out the trash. These aren't trivial complaints from demanding spouses. They're windows into one of the most surprising discoveries about truly happy marriages. The things that matter most are almost never what we think they are. After studying over 2,000 couples for 3 years, a pattern emerged that contradicts nearly everything popular culture teaches about relationships. The happiest marriages don't follow conventional wisdom. They don't require expensive therapy, elaborate date nights, or perfectly matched personalities. Instead, they're built on counterintuitive habits so simple they seem almost too easy, yet so powerful they transform struggling relationships into thriving partnerships. What if the difference between settling for good enough and experiencing genuine marital joy isn't about finding the right person, but about discovering what's been hiding in plain sight all along? When Jessica's marriage nearly ended, she revealed what had been eating at her for years. Her husband had worked overtime for 12 months to afford their dream Hawaiian vacation. Yet what she truly craved wasn't a tropical getaway. It was his arm around her shoulder during Sunday service. This confession reveals something profound. Grand gestures matter far less than we think, while tiny actions carry outsized emotional weight. Research identified two categories of these powerful small actions. For wives, five gestures consistently create happiness. Taking her hand pleases 82% of women, leaving loving messages during the day, putting an arm around her in public, sincerely saying you are beautiful, and actively trying to shake off bad moods rather than withdrawing. For husbands, five actions make an enormous difference. Noticing his efforts with sincere thanks pleases 72% of men, saying you did a great job, mentioning his accomplishments to others, showing sexual desire for him, and clearly expressing that he makes her happy pleases 88% of men. For men, a simple thank you carries the emotional weight of hearing I love you. It confirms he's needed and appreciated. What matters most is the implication. My spouse knows what matters to me and makes sure to do it. These small actions work regardless of love languages or personality types. They're simple, learnable, and accessible to any couple willing to pay attention. When David missed their date night, Sandy chose trust over anger. I'm really disappointed, but I know you love me, and I know you needed this time with your friends. This reveals a crucial difference. Struggling spouses assume their partner didn't care when hurt. Highly happy spouses assume their mate never intended harm. The disconnect? 97% of spouses genuinely care about their mates, yet many wrongly believe otherwise. Believing the best transforms your marriage. Choosing to trust your spouse's good intentions, even when you don't feel it, creates positive cycles. As one husband married 48 years explained, expecting the best increases the chances of getting it. Conventional wisdom warns against keeping score, but highly happy couples do keep score, just differently. Instead of tracking grievances, they track what they owe their partners. Like paddlers in a canoe, when one tips left, the other tips right to maintain balance. Research shows spouses demonstrating high daily generosity through small acts of kindness reported being very happy in their marriages. One couple married 40 years described their give and take as a learned skill like ballroom dancing, staying attuned to where your partner is and what needs to happen next. Never go to bed angry is common marriage advice, often backed by Ephesians 4:26. Yet research revealed a surprising pattern. While over half of couples sometimes go to bed with unresolved conflicts, only 5% of highly happy couples left conflicts permanently unresolved, compared to 41% of struggling couples. Happy couples found that sleeping on issues sometimes provided needed emotional space. Forcing resolution late at night with exhausted partners could make matters worse. Men and women often approach conflict differently. Men typically need time to process feelings internally before discussing them, while women often prefer talking through issues immediately to reach reassurance that we're okay. Comparing Ephesians 4:26 with Psalm 4:4, think about it overnight and remain silent, the common thread is not letting anger control you, whether that means staying up to resolve it or getting space to think. In successful marriages, both partners adapt to what matters to their spouse, either pursuing resolution before bed or waiting until morning. The key is reaching relational peace, a mutual reassurance of commitment even when issues remain unresolved. When Nate discovered his wife Liz had forgotten his dry cleaning before an important trip, he felt angry. But he consciously redirected his thoughts, reminding himself of everything listed: caring for their baby, preparing meals, working part-time, being an incredible mom. By deliberately changing his train of thought, he transformed anger into appreciation. This ability to redirect negative thoughts defines happy marriages. Over a third of struggling couples ruminate on annoyances, while only 7% of the happiest couples stay caught in negative patterns. One couple called this hurting your emotions, leading your feelings instead of letting them lead you. When angry, they choose to nip it rather than stew, asking, "Who's the boss, you or your feelings?" Happy couples don't passively wait for positive feelings. They actively choose them. As one husband discovered, "Acting it, even though I don't feel it, will make me feel it, and suddenly it's not acting anymore." By acting as if your spouse appreciates you, you'll suddenly notice evidence everywhere. Comparing your spouse to perfect fantasies, fictional characters, social media personas, or imagined composites creates unrealistic expectations that undermine marriage. Happy couples maintain high standards while staying remarkably realistic, appreciating how their partners uniquely meet their needs. Survey results revealed struggling couples were 6 times more likely to feel frustrated when expectations weren't met, while happy couples were 12 times more likely not to harbor those expectations initially. Nearly half of struggling spouses felt their mates had unrealistic expectations of them, compared to only 1 in 10 happy spouses. Happy couples recognize that unrealistic expectations create unnecessary conflict and clearly communicate their needs, understanding that explaining desires doesn't diminish their fulfillment. The happiest couples focus not on changing their spouse, but on changing themselves. As one 60-year marriage veteran explained, "The only person you can change is yourself." By adjusting expectations and focusing on their own behavior, they gain greater contentment, less conflict, and deeper love. The happiest couples don't place marriage as their ultimate priority. They look to something transcendent, typically faith in God. When asked about their secret to marital happiness, couples consistently clarified they put God at the center. This faith provided security in knowing someone higher was in control and reduced pressure on spouses to provide fulfillment only God can give. Couples who put God at the center are twice as likely to report being very happy. Regular church attendance significantly impacts marriage success. Couples attending weekly services have divorce rates 27 to 50% lower than non-attendees. Happy couples actively engage through home groups, Bible studies, and service projects, creating opportunities for supportive friendships and mentoring. A fundamental shift occurs from seeking to have needs met to committing to meet the other's needs. As one mentor observed, "I now realize that I'm asking for the privilege of serving her for the rest of her life, not for getting my needs met." The happiest couples find security not in their spouse's perfection, but in God's faithfulness. The most joyful marriages have discovered something counterintuitive. Looking beyond ourselves to something greater doesn't diminish relationships, it transforms them. When you stop demanding that your spouse complete you and instead find completion in something transcendent, you're finally free to love without fear, give without keeping score, and build a marriage that thrives.